And here now is Maestro Gerd Albrecht coming into the pit. He bows to the audience, acknowledging the applause, and turns toward the orchestra. The house lights have dimmed. There are various figures in elaborate costumes walking silently on the stage as the curtain slowly rises to reveal the full stage area. Still in silence from the very back of the stage, climbing up over the rocks and with difficulty leaning on the frail and similarly dressed figure of the fool, making his way to the center of the stage comes the red-gowned figure of the old King Lear. As he makes his way past the other figures on stage, they bow obsequiously to him, retreating into groups that one will later recognize as family unities. Gloucester with his two sons, one legitimate, one a bastard. Lear's three daughters, two of them, Regan and Goneril, each with their husbands. The third and youngest, Cordelia, wooed but not yet won by the King of France. And the immediate courtiers of Lear, most significantly, the aged Earl of Kent. The old king arrives at the front of the stage. He imperiously shakes off the assistance of his alter ego, the fool.
You might witness the division of our kingdom in three parts, one to each daughter. How I do crave for sleep. One final act of kingship must be done. We are tired of the duties of office. Thus it is our firm intention to place all cares and burdens on younger, more capable shoulders. While we relieve to crawl our way toward the graveyard. A daughter which displays the greatest love shall surely have the greatest share. So which of you can say that you love us most? You, Goneril, first and eldest child, begin.
I love you more than words can say, or song can put a tune to. These not, it is after my love for you. Tis enough that speech, but for a speech unable.
Oh,
and an equal share of our kingdom. No smaller, no larger, and no less fertile. And now our joy, Cordelia, youngest treasure of our old age. Good by the King of France, what say you? At your share, they be no less than your sisters.
Nothing
will come of nothing. I know that you are shy, my child. I know that you're not cold.
I love you as a daughter. No more, no less, father.
Does that come from your heart, child?
Yes, father.
So young and so untender.
So young and so true, father.
So young and so cold.
Too young for this life.
Is mine no longer. You are strange now as a savage. Oh, gorgeous his appetite on his own children.
Fly away!
Sent with a cry to break her heart. Honorable, Regan, gorgeous Cordelia, share now.
Speak his mind. Should I be silent? Should I stand back when you fall to flattery and guile? When the majesty of God is honor's bound to plainness.
You wish that we should break our vows and get the
freedom here to lose. Farewell, then. Cordelia, I wish you happiness.
Honesty has power, that's all she has.
Sister, oh,
sure. Oh,
you cannot smile as the wind sits, you'll catch cold shortly. This fellow has banished two daughters and blessed the third against his own will. The foolish poor old man.
Quick, I'll keep you informed, hurry! Of sun and moon. A man as fool as the king.
you are poor enough.
I will serve truly if I'm trusted, and love a man for his honesty.
Who do you wish to serve?
You.
heart was leaping and was spying.
Thank you. life of half of my poor retinue. Why should we not approve?
Do you not create a state?
believe you said that. Shall I confess that I'm older? That age is useless.
Enough! Let us have no new tricks, please.
No, no. You would not deprive me of the few retainers that will serve me. Your dead heart would not agree.
Thank you.
Edgar. No more.
Go to your cold world. shall light upon your daughters.
He has no daughters.
Silence, traitor.
Subdues such a base degree as on the kind, thankless daughters.
Come with me, friend. for trial. Yes, Duchess! Before the judge!
Broken by his impatience.
Find out what makes her such hard hearts in nature. Causes so far past our understanding.
Come, let us take him away.
The Earl of Gloucester and his followers lead the broken and demented King Lear down the road toward Dover as we come to the end of part one of Lear by Aribert Reimann. In the cast of this American premiere production by the San Francisco Opera are Thomas Stewart in the title role, Helga Dernisch as Goneril, Emily Rollins as Cordelia, and Rita Shane as Regan, the three daughters of Lear. William Lewis as the Earl of Kent, Chester Ludgin as the Earl of Gloucester, David Knutson as Edgar, Jack Trussell as Edmund, and Arnold Vokatitis as the King of France.